You will find many PCs in this lifetime have shut down many overts, which are withholds now, and the PC just doesn't remember them, but they show on the E-meter. So sometimes you're going to get this mechanism of, pow, it goes on the E-meter, and you say, what was that? I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. Well, don't pester him too much. Ask it again. Think of something you've done. Think of something you withhold. Get some little overts off of some kind or another. But watch it. Watch it, because you've got somebody who is shutting down lives in this lifetime. This lifetime is segmentalized. This lifetime exists in several periods, known as the college period, the grade school period, the early business period, my first marriage period. You got the idea? And these are all shut down. They act like past lives, totally like past lives. Guy has no reality on him. I mean, past life on a person who's having a bad time. No reality. And as these things start to come up, you start to peel them off. Now, probably if you ran pre-session 37 expertly enough and long enough, you would start into the backtrack with great reality. You see, every one of you committed a murder within the last few decades. I say the last few decades so you girls will be happy. last 16 or 17 years, ladies. You guys, the last 40, 50, 60 years. Listen now. You committed a murder. You did. You might have been pretty 1-1 about it, but you sure knocked off a body. Nobody else killed your last body but you. You're the person that put it out there in the middle of the railroad track. Nobody else did. You may still be blaming the conductor, but that's a handy mechanism, too. I remember one time, the first time Dick was auditing me a little bit, and he slammed me into the racetrack period of the Marcab Confederacy, you know, slammed me back there. I was putting up all right with it. It was all motivator, you know. It was all motivator. It was solid motivator from one end of that racetrack to the other for a long period of time. I put up with that for a little while, and all of a sudden began to get very funny, is I never got killed on any racetrack. But I sure have killed an awful lot of my bodies on racetracks. You know, get along just about so far and then take the car and throw it into the fence. Explain it all. You know, you have to skid, and it was Joe up here, and he couldn't drive well, and he went between the hall and so on. But actually, you just took your car and threw it in the concrete fence. That was the end of that body. All plain to the eye, you know, just visible to one and all that you were killed or that you died from a disease or your body let you down. Well, of course, that's so early. That is to say, that's so late on the track. Such a short time ago means it's so late on the track. You've already done it so doggone much that you haven't... It doesn't even look like a withhold anymore. You get the idea? But you withheld even from yourself that you did it, see? Now, the withholds get to be withholds from self, which is forgettingness. That is by... accurate technical definition. That is a forgettingness. It's a withhold from self. It can only occur when you are in another valence than you. A person who has a bad memory is in another valence, and he's in another valence usually because of withholds, but at the same time, he is withholding from this other valence, but he is the other valence. You get the complications involved in this thing. But it's basically... must communicate, can't communicate, see? Must communicate, can communicate, some version or another. Now, don't think that everybody is just super aberrated on the whole deal anyhow, all the way across the boards, because there's many things you don't withhold. If you ask somebody while he was performing something expertly that he shouldn't know how to do this lifetime, if you ask him how come and that sort of thing, you get one of two reactions. He will either forget it promptly and not be able to do it again. Bing! See, the guy's been discovered and he finds out. Or he'll simply remember it. That is, to the degree that he's willing to get off the withhold. Got it?